Track 13, Get Snappy. A herd of fabulously decorated Tyrannosaurus Rex is stalking the streets of Norwich this summer and posing for spectacularly toothy pictures.
Dippy is not the only dinosaur in town. Meet Rex. The T-Rex Sally Adams of Bremerton has turned into a giant dog, plus dinosaurs serving afternoon tea, or with coats covered in dragonflies, khaki, landscapes and lava. They are part of GoGo Discover 2021 and will be brightening city centre pavements and planes until September the 11th. The 21 dinosaurs, each around 2 metres tall and complete with 50 ferocious teeth, follow the carnivals of decorated elephants, gorillas, hares and dragons, which have raised more than £1 million for Norfolk-based children charity Break over the past few years. Each dino is decorated by an artist and sponsored by a local business. I'm more of a sculptor than a painter, and have given the T-Rex a couple of ears and a collar and a huge bone in his mouth, said Sally. She began designing animals for the Norfolk Trails after winning a competition, and has not only painted animals in every trail since, but has also created the overall sculpture design for next year's Trail of Mammoths. She has designed 2 dinosaurs for this year's trail. Rex, a T-Rex Beagle Cross, sponsored by Gerald, and a T-Rex with an Arthur Conan Doyle theme, sponsored by Aspiration Europe. He has a Sherlock Holmes magnifying glass, Deerstalker, and a jacket painted with fragments of the Lost World novel. When Sally painted a hare for the last trail, she even wrote a children's storybook to go with it. "I wanted a character in a book, and I thought I'd better write the book," she said. She was a prop maker before studying sculpture at Norwich University of the Arts, and loves being part of the animal trails. "I like my creativity to have a purpose, and when the Wild in Art and Break charity idea came along, it inspired me," she said. Not that painting a dinosaur, or a dragon, or hare is easy. Sometimes you have to lie on your back to reach under a belly, or you are teetering at the top of a ladder. She loves seeing what all the other artists have done with their animals, saying, "I just think, wow. It always amazes me how much talent there is." One of Mick Richardson's T-Rexes has a glow-in-the-dark dinosaur skeleton on one side and a futuristic robotic design on the other. The other, Afternoon T-Rex, is a waiter with a tea tray in his claws, plus a tiered cake stand complete with cakes on his head, and, all down his back, a mural of baby dinosaurs surfing a river of tea. When he is not wrangling T-Rexes, dragons, hares or mammoths, Mick of Aylsham is a mural artist specialising in inspiring children to get involved in creating large-scale works for their schools, and also runs children's t-shirt graffiti parties. He began painting murals during a 27-year career with the RAF, following a tradition of decorating walls when posted to foreign bases. Then a friend asked him to paint a mural at a school, and his business began. He has decorated dozens of animals for Wild in Art trails across the country, including a Castle on the Hill elephant, which was bought by Ed Sheeran. "It's a fabulous way to raise money for charity, and the public get to see your art. I love walking the trails too, seeing everyone else's artworks. It's a great way to entertain children, get them outdoors, and it's free. They are so enthusiastic, pulling their mums and dads on to the next one. It's good to stand back and watch people's reactions to your own. And it doesn't cost taxpayers a penny. All the animals are sponsored and raise a huge amount for charity. Most of the money is raised at the end of trail auctions, and Mick's animals have raised almost £70,000 for Break and more than £300,000 for other UK charities. This year, Chantry Place and Friends of Iceni sponsor them. The trails are delivered by Break in partnership with Wild in Art. And next year, giant prehistoric animals will be pacing our streets again and stomping out to towns and villages across Norfolk. Most of the T-Rex will return for a second summer from June 27 to September 10, alongside Mighty Step Mammoth sculptures, finishing with a Mammoth and T-Rex charity auction in aid of Break, which supports vulnerable children and young people. The 2022 trail will celebrate Norfolk's deep history coast, home to the largest and oldest mammoth ever found in Britain. All mammoths are based on a design by Sally Adams. To begin your dinosaur hunt, download a trail map from break-charity.org or pick up a paper version from Norwich Cathedral or many city centre businesses. The trail is free, with donations for break invited via break-charity.org or by texting TREX, T-R-E-X, to 70085 to donate £3. Text costs £3 plus one standard rate message. You can also see a herd of Lego dinosaurs at the Forum in Norwich from July 19th to August the 30th. Book free tickets from theforumnorwich.co.uk to meet prehistoric giants and tiny insects too, created in Lego by artist Warren Elsmore.